Welcome to the Leadership Purpose with Dr. Robin podcast. I'm your host, Robin L. Owens, PhD. And this is where we dive in each week to give advice, tools, and tips for high-achieving, purpose-minded women who've written nonfiction books and want to amplify their message beyond the book. I'm a college professor, and when I'm not doing that, I am speaking, coaching, mentoring, and teaching high-achieving women who have written books how to use their books to make a bigger difference, have more impact, and purpose. Okay, let's dive in. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Leadership Purpose with Dr. Robin podcast. So glad you're here and listening into the episode today. And as I've said before, I'll say again, I really appreciate you for listening into the podcast. You can be doing anything else with your schedule, your work, and all you're doing, but you take time to listen to the podcast, and I really appreciate that. All right. So now today, I'm talking with Brenda Harrington. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Brenda. Brenda is the author of the book, Access Denied, Addressing Workplace Disparities and Discrimination. Also, Brenda is the CEO and founder of Adaptive Leadership Strategies, LLC. And as an executive coach to global leaders in private, public, and all sectors, she helps clients refine their leadership so they can have the greatest possible impact. Welcome, Brenda Harrington.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
I'm so glad you're here, and I'm looking forward to jumping into the conversation. So let's just go. All right. So tell us anything you want to tell us about you and or the work you do.
Well, you've gotten off to such a great start. So thank you for that introduction. I am privileged to spend time with clients to help them become the best version of themselves. And that means a myriad of different things. I love working with global leaders, people who are in highly diverse international spaces and dealing with and working with people from different cultures, different countries, and really just in a situation where they have to be nimble, be open-minded, be willing to adapt and adjust. And that's one of the things about my work that I really enjoy. Leadership is in such a unique place right now, the state of leadership, okay, because we are facing things that we've not seen before on so many levels, socio, political, economic, you know, certainly coming out of the pandemic, whatever that means or whatever that looks like. So it's really important for people to embrace creativity, to think more toward being innovative and just to not be committed to who they've always been and what they've always done. And that's always been the case with in diverse spaces. And so that's why the global piece is so important to me. But now that is really amplified, and it's exciting to watch people really working to reinvent themselves and reinvent their spaces.
Yes, I would imagine you see a lot of that now. The invention, particularly like you say, now that we're coming to the end or out over wherever we are in this pandemic.
Wherever we are, that's but right.
Because of what we've been through, yeah, it's. I would imagine there's a lot of reinvention going on.
Yeah, and
it's great that you get to help people transition through those reinventions. It's wonderful. All right, so now I mentioned your book. Tell us again the title, and then tell us what you would say is the main message of the book.
Thank you. The title is Access Denied, Addressing Workplace Disparities and Discrimination. The main message is, well, I first want to touch on, you know, what led to my writing the book, okay, which was interesting for me because it's not something that I had on my bucket list. It's not anything that I ever intended to do. The spring of 2020 really was almost like a call to action for me. I don't know that I've ever experienced that type of reaction or sensation before to anything. And many people were affected in many ways, obviously, by some of the things that we witnessed and experienced. But I think for me, you know, 30 plus years into a career and being in the workforce and at my, you know, at this stage of life, I'll say, it reminded me that there were many things that are still so pervasive and that are still having such a profound impact on people just trying to live life, okay? Not do anything spectacular or remarkable, but just trying to be. And so I thought about what it was that I could do to get into the conversation, to offer some meaningful resource. And that's what led me to think about writing. And I know from my work that one of the most impactful and powerful means of messaging is through story. And so I decided to put together a compilation of stories that are not fiction. They're all very, very true and very real of work life, and I'll say career and professional development experiences that have been of people of color, basically, you know, and just more than telling the stories, I also wanted to provide some tools, and I don't like to use the word advice, but I wanted to provide a resource for readers who see themselves in those stories, to think about their alternatives and ways that they can achieve higher degrees of, I'll say, self-advocacy. That's a long answer to your question, but
that's the purpose of the conversation, though, right?
Yeah.
This is just conversation. Yeah. And that really, it gives me a picture that I didn't have before.
So, okay.
Yeah, so that what you call long answer helped out. Okay, so there's a compilation of stories, and I guess that does kind of tell us about the main message. But just let's talk about this access denied. Let's talk a little bit more about that. What's the message you're sharing here?
You know, so many times we hear that we can't and we shouldn't. And, you know, other people are weighing in on our lives and what we can do and making decisions or judgments about what we should and should not be doing. And I find that many times can't means, oh, yes, you can, right? And you shouldn't means, oh, yes, you should, right? And so the main message is self-advocacy, the importance and necessity to advocate for yourself, to be a responsible steward of your own life. We only get one, right? Mm-hmm. And we got to do the best we can do with it. And so the reason I chose the title Access Denied is because many of the stories reflect circumstances, you know, where for all good reason, you know, people should be given opportunities or have access to opportunities. They do all the right things, allegedly. The audience can't see my air quotes, but using my air quotes, right? You know, you're educated, you have the certifications, you have the experience, but based on the desires and the opinions of others who are holding the power, you know, you're denied full access, you're denied equity. And so the stories really point to that. And many of us don't really know how to address some of those circumstances. We don't see the train coming down the tracks, if you will. So we miss opportunities to get in front of some of those circumstances. And the book provides some of those resources, basically. It really, ideally, will help readers to zoom out and think about alternatives and different ways to approach their circumstances more strategically.
Yes, it does sound like a timely resource. Then and now, when I say then, I mean 2020 and now in 2022 and beyond. What would you say is a way the book or your business reflects, let's say the book, what part of the book reflects who you are?
Well, the whole thing is the short answer. A couple of the stories are 12 stories. A couple of them are my own stories and then others that were graciously shared by other contributors. But I don't really know why, because honestly, I don't think that this reflects many of the other people in my family. But I've always been a person to ask why. I know where my line in the sand is, if you will. And I'm a person that has always and continues to always try to achieve equity. So I'm not afraid to question, and I'm not afraid to hold people accountable, to the chagrin of many. Nothing I can do about that. But what I have found in having conversations with others, certainly in my client work, is that that doesn't reflect the approach of a lot of people, which is a surprise to me, right? I'm always willing to ask, you know, what's the worst that could happen, right? And I have to, you know, sit with whatever the response to that question might be. But it completely, the book completely reflects who I am.
Yeah. And I'm guessing that is the case for a lot of the authors listening in today, that their books reflect completely who they are. And for
I
you
hope so.
To bring forth that resource at a time that was definitely needed and is still needed. What would you say is your greatest joy as an author?
Wow. The book has been out about 9 months now, and my greatest joy has been the response. I have heard from people that I wouldn't know if they walked in front of me right now, okay, who have expressed their appreciation, who have reached out to thank me. The book has several series of questions to help people reflect and process. And, you know, so people have worked the questions, they've worked the materials and let me know just how meaningful it has been to them and how it has helped them. It really is in many ways a self-coaching tool. So I might have, you know, worked my way out of a few engagements, and that's okay. But just knowing that it's had the impact that I wanted it to have on others, and that it's helped some people improve their circumstances.
Yes, that's good to hear. If you remember, can you remember the details of somebody who said to you how the book made an impact? Do you remember any of the stories, a bit of the story?
I do. One person in particular, and it was funny because I'll say they, I won't even be specific about gender. They said, I promise I won't make a habit of this, but I just want you to know I'm just through chapter one, and that the questions have really helped me. And this person reflected on their childhood and some of the things that they brought forward into adulthood, because I start talking about identity and how we came to believe the story we tell ourselves about who we are, okay? And they went on to talk about how timely it was, because they were really in a dark place because of some things they'd experienced recently. Mm-hmm. And the book helped them to pull through some of those circumstances.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that makes it worth it. Just one person impacting
just one
person makes absolutely a total difference.
Yeah.
Now, this book, this podcast is for what I call purpose-minded, high-achieving women who've written nonfiction books, and they want to make a difference in other people's lives. So based on your experience and or expertise, what's a tool or a tip you'd share with the woman I just described?
You know, there are people who aspire to be authors, to be great writers, and there are others like myself who wake up one morning, perhaps, and just say, I'm going to write a book. Okay. But for myself, I know I questioned whether or not it was something that I could complete, something that I could do. Time commitments, all kinds of things, the voices in our heads. And my advice would be just do it. You know, and please, Nike, don't come after me, but I'm just saying, you know, just start to write, get started, put your thoughts down, socialize it with other people, get input, and just begin to move forward. I think that sometimes we get stuck because we think about biting off too much. You know, how am I going to get to the end? And what's it going to be like when this, one step at a time? And I think that we can all be surprised at how much we can offer, how much we can really contribute and bring to the world.
Yes, I do. I agree that we have so much that we can offer that we might not even realize. Absolutely. Now, as you know, this podcast is Leadership Purpose. So do you think having a sense of purpose in your work is important? And if so, why? If not, why not?
Money is not enough. I think that when things are difficult and in our darkest days, you know, we need something that is more compelling than compensation to get us to do the things that we sometimes will need to do to really get to the other side. And I think that, you know, purpose drive is more authentic. It really helps you to show up fully as who you are and not in character as someone else because of, you know, obligations in exchange for compensation and things like that. So I think that purpose is, if not the an important part of the foundation and the scaffolding that we all need.
Yes, yes. And you can hear me in my brain saying, amen. You've been so generous with your time and answering your questions. Is there anything that I haven't asked or that you thought about that you'd like to share?
You know, one thing I alluded to this earlier, I said, we only, you know, get one life and it's really important for us to make the best of it. And I just always say, you know, and this is not mine. I don't know who to attribute this to, but I love the quote, it's not dress rehearsal, right? And I don't think any of us should ever forget that, particularly with the state of the world as it is today, right? You just don't ever know. And if there's something that you want to do, if there's something that's calling you, go for it. Go for it. Don't take no for an answer. And don't let those messages about what you can't do and what you shouldn't do control your narrative. Tell your own story and be proud of it.
Well, I mean, I'm glad I asked that question because we would have missed that nugget if I didn't. All right. So I'm sure people are saying, well, where can I get in touch with Brenda Harrington? So where could they be in touch with you?
On Instagram, I'm Author B. Harrington. They can also reach out to me on the book website, which is access-denied.net. And my day job, Adaptive Leadership Strategies, it's just bharrington@adaptiveleadershipstrategies.com.
Okay. And we'll be sure to put that in the show notes so people will have that. Brenda Harrington, thank you so much for taking time and sharing your wisdom and expertise with all of us here today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, everyone. And if you want to hear more about me or know what's going on with me, you can contact me on my website, robinlowens.com, robinlowens.com, or you can find me on your favorite social media site at Robin L. Owens, PhD, Robin L. Owens, PhD. Or if you happen to be an author and you're thinking about expanding your message further and beyond the book, I invite you to check out my new free training on how to turn your book into a masterful course. And you can find that at createmasterfulcourses.com. Createmasterfulcourses.com. And there you find how to turn your book into a masterful course. And until next time, this is Dr. Robin.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Leadership Purpose with Dr. Robin podcast. If you enjoyed it, head on over and rate and subscribe so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every week, and I can't wait to hang out with you again soon. Meanwhile, this is Dr. Robin signing off. See you next time.